Listener Production.
Morning, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Thousands of Victorians marched against gender-based violence over the weekend in a number of rallies throughout the state. The PM says National Cabinet will meet on Wednesday to discuss bail laws, while Premier Jacinta Allen joined 15,000 Victorians who marched through Melbourne yesterday. Greater Shepparton Council has welcomed the release of an interim report into the 2022 flood events in Victoria. The report was made public in Echuca, and Mayor Shane Sully says it details plenty of positive stories, but also some learnings for council.
How can we make more things efficient? How do we make sure that we can give people that are faced with a flood event access to appropriate funding through a very difficult time? And that report obviously details all those types of concerns. And then it's a matter of getting outcomes from it. And that's what we look forward to doing as time progresses.
A full report will be released by State Parliament in the coming weeks. Making other news today, Goulburn Valley Police continue to investigate a fatal crash at Arcadia on Friday afternoon, a male driver sadly dying. Phillip Island's cruise ship season is drawing to a close after the latest docking over the weekend, and Bulbour Shire's waste app has been up and running for a little over a month now. It helps locals know when to put out their bins and how to recycle certain objects. Mayor Anne-Marie McCabe says it's been a hit.
We've had about 1,000 downloads so far. Personally, I love using it. It gives me lots of information. I know when bin night is. It sends you a reminder once you put your address in. It's a fantastic app. I'm sure as people learn about it, they will really appreciate having it on their phone.
Shepparton have dominated Seymour in the Goulburn Valley League, downing the Lions by 57 points. Luke Smith alone managed 40 disposals for the Bears and 8 goals. Meantime, Echuca bested Euroa to stay on top of the ladder. And Cora Lynn had no mercy for Bunyip in the West Gippsland footy action over the weekend, putting the Dogs to bed 247-0.